CBSI in the World. This is Hotel Mars episode and continuing with David Livingston, Dr. Livingston of the Space Show, my colleague and co-pilot. And in the Hotel Mars edition, the subset is Hotel Venus, which is new discovery because NASA's is outbound for Venus soon enough. And the man to help us understand these new probes is David Grinspoon, who introduced me to the clouds of Venus many, well, decades. He's right. It's decades now. If you last long enough, you get to be the center of attention. And right now, there's a habitability of the clouds of Venus conference coming up soon enough. But before that, we need to discuss first the mission Da Vinci that David Grinspoon is participating in. David, what is the mission statement and what do you hope to achieve?
So Da Vinci will be the first time that we've sent 21st century instruments into the atmosphere of Venus, directly in the atmosphere, not observing it from orbit or from a telescope, but actually entering the atmosphere, sampling it, taking it into our instruments, and really teasing apart what that atmosphere is made out of. The last time we had an entry probe into Venus was in 1979, believe it or not. So this has never been done with modern instrumentation. In the meantime, we've gotten a lot better at building scientific instruments and at miniaturization, and we know a lot more of the questions we want to ask. So we have a small number of very well-designed scientific instruments that are going to tell us exactly what those gases are made out of, look for very small trace amounts of some very interesting gases, measure the temperature and the pressure on the way down, and then this part is wonderful. As we approach the surface, we will photograph descent photography of this very mountainous, very interesting, very mountainous area on the surface that we're going to photograph and take spectra of as we descend towards the surface. So this will really be the first in-depth exploration with modern instrumentation of the atmosphere of Venus. And it'll be really the most detailed look that we've had of any planetary atmosphere ever with this kind of instrumentation. So we're very excited about what this can tell us about the history of Venus and what happened to those oceans and all these big questions that we've been thirsting for answers.
Approximately $500 million per mission. Da Vinci stands for Deep Atmosphere Venus Investigation of Noble Gases Chemistry and Imaging. I imagine that was a long night session to come up with that one. David Livingston, your question for Dr. Grinspoon.
To get the signals back to Earth, does Da Vinci have CubeSats in the atmosphere or some kind of satellite or communication assist around Venus?
Yeah, there is a relay. So there's a carrier probe that makes two flybys of Venus before the entry, and then it will be positioned such that when the entry probe descends, it can relay message. It can send the radio signals to the carrier probe, which then can relay it back to Earth.
Okay.
What will tell you that you've been successful? What you're looking for? Are you looking for things you don't think are there? Are you looking for just to assemble the chemical makeup of the clouds, and that therefore you'll proceed from that? What is the breakthrough that's imaginable, David?
Well, a lot of what we're trying to do actually is nail down the detailed knowledge of the quantities of things we know are there, but there's a huge amount of uncertainty. So, for example, there's something called the deuterium to hydrogen ratio, which deuterium is heavy hydrogen, which we know is indicative of how much water's been lost from a planet. And we know there's a lot of deuterium on Venus, more than on Earth, but there's a huge error bar in how much there is. We don't have a very precise measurement. When we get that precise measurement, which Da Vinci will provide us, we'll have a much better idea about the history of water. Similarly, there are these other gases we call the noble gases. They're the ones all the way on the right of the periodic table of the elements in your science classroom, things like neon and argon and krypton, that don't react with anything. So they tell us a lot about the history of a planet. And those, the abundances, we know they're there, but there's a huge error bar. We don't know the exact amounts. And when we know the exact amounts, then we'll be able to see from the pattern of those elements which of our theories about the history of the atmosphere make sense and which we can rule out.
We go to the other probe, $500 million, Veritas, Venus Emissivity Radio Science InSAR topography and spectroscopy, that comes down to the surface of Venus, what we know and what we don't know. It's hot, right, David? We know it's hot. But what can we find on the surface of Venus? And the complication here, if this was a proto-Earth, can we find evidence for what changed it into Hades?
Yeah, well, so, Veritas is going to map the surface in much more detail than we've ever been able to do before in both radar. We had a radar mapper in the early 1990s called Magellan, which is how we have all these great images of the surface of Venus, but with very, very crude, many football fields length of, of the smallest feature you can see. Veritas will be a much more detailed mapping of the surface and at the same time infrared mapping. And so we want to look for things like, is there active volcanism? We think we'll be able to tell by the detailed geology. We suspect there's active volcanism, but we should be able to nail it down between these two missions and know how active Venus is now. And in turn, that helps us interpret the data we're getting now to reconstruct the history. And we may even see things with Veritas like ancient shorelines. You might be able to see some direct evidence of that watery history of Venus, but certainly we'll be able to characterize the geological history of the surfaces there now and understand the ways that activity has changed over time, which helps us sort of put together the earlier chapters in the history book.
Dr. Livingston?
How long can the probe survive on the surface of Venus?
Well, Da Vinci doesn't really survive on the surface of Venus. The mission is over very quickly. It's all about that descent, which takes a little over an hour, and it takes a huge amount of data on the way down, including those photographs as it's almost at the surface, and radios it back in real time because it's not going to survive on the surface. It might survive for a little while. You remember the Huygens probe on Titan, which wasn't supposed to survive on the surface, and all the, crucial science happened on the way down. But then Huygens lasted for 45 minutes on the surface and did really cool things. So Da Vinci's kind of the same way. We're not promising that it'll survive to the surface, and all that crucial science gets sent back on the descent, but it could have a little bit of a surface mission if we get lucky.
And Veritas is an orbiter. Now, I'm trying to guess that you're looking for elements in the sky that can give you a history of the surface. Are you looking for what happened over the billions of years since Venus was created along with the rest of the solar system? Can you go backwards in time with the elements that you're going to discern both in the sky and compare that to the surface? Can you walk it backwards, David?
Yes, that's exactly what we hope to do. The evidence is indirect because a planet like Venus, we think has been pretty geologically active. And so, it's a puzzle. It's different from Mars in that a lot of areas of Mars are many billions of years old, sitting right there on the surface. It's ancient. Venus, we think, has been more active, a little bit more like Earth, where it's paved itself over many times. So the evidence for that ancient history is not just sitting there on the surface. It's more subtle. It's clues in the atmosphere because depending on what happened with the surface, there have been different rates of outgassing of volcanic gases coming out of volcanoes and different ratios of materials. So it's a matter of looking at all the different chemicals in the atmosphere and looking at their ratios and then putting them into models that we have, which help us reconstruct a unique history of that surface and of that atmosphere.
And so you believe you can get back into the early days of Venus before it became an oven?
That's right. And, there are other things we can do. One of the things we want to do with both these missions is try to understand if some of the highlands on Venus are actually old continents, like the highlands on Earth. If they're continents in a true sense, meaning they have rocks that are rich in silica, like the continents on Earth, the only way you can create those kinds of rocks chemically is in the presence of an ocean. So the composition of the rocks today will tell us if there was an ancient ocean because there are certain kinds of minerals that are the result of there having been an ocean. So it's a little bit less direct than finding an ocean basin, but we think we can find those clues.
Let's go back to the Venera D, Venus Cloud Habitability System Workshop. Is this open to the public or is it just for you extreme geeks?
I think it's, that's a good question. You have to register for it. And I don't know, if they're excluding the, it's not designed for the public. It's designed for geeks to talk to one another.
Wonderful. Which is, of course, what we're doing here. Dr. David Grinspoon of the Planetary Science Institute, David Livingston of the Space Show, Dr. Space himself. This is Hotel Mars, Hotel Venus subset, and we'll develop more. And if there's demand for Venus, we're going to a Hotel Venus in future. This is CBS Eye on the World, Hotel Mars, Episode N. David Livingston, John Batchelor, David Grinspoon. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.